and welcome to See the World with Ajala Nene, a podcast that takes you on a journey across Nigeria and Africa to explore the country and the continent's diverse and vibrant culture. Our esteemed guests will share their experiences and insights into the local tourism scene, from hidden gems to must-see attractions. So grab a cup of coffee and join us as we see the world with Ajala Nene. Whether you're planning a trip to Nigeria or Africa, or simply want to explore and experience the continent from the comfort of your own home, this podcast is for you. So sit back, relax, and let's explore Nigeria and Africa together. Hello, Sanu. Welcome. This is the Wanderlust Wonder segment of the See the World with Ajala Nene podcast. And this is the section where we spotlight tourist destinations in Africa and way beyond. So today, our spotlight is Omu Waterfalls. Yes. Located in Owa Kajola in Kwara State, Nigeria, Omu Waterfalls is the highest and the most spectacular natural waterfall in West Africa. The waterfall measures 120 meters above the water level and cascades 330 feet down an escarpment with rocky outcrops into a pool of ice-cold water below. Wow. This beautiful landscape offers visitors a refreshing atmosphere with its cool ambience and luscious tribute to nature. Want to dip into the waterfall? Then don't forget to bring your swimming gears. All right, we have our guest for today waiting for us. Come join us now. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the See the World with Ajala Nene. And today I have a special guest. She's one of my mummies in the tourism space. So Mrs. Farida, or we call her Ambassador Farida Olabambo Shagaya, is a seasoned travel and tourism consultant with a wealth of experience spanning from over two decades, promoting local and international tourism. She is the CEO of Angel Style World Travels and Tours Limited, a leading travel and tour company in Nigeria, providing top-notch services to premium clients. She read zoology and is a member of Scal International Lagos and an alumnus of the Lagos Business School. Mm-hmm. All right, ma'am. So the question is, how did you get here? What inspired you to come to the tourism space? Share the back end stories.
Wow. I don't know how I got here. I just know I love to travel.
Okay.
I love to, you know, meet people, love to see different places. And it all boiled down from when I was a little child. My dad travels a lot mm-hmm. with his work. And every time he went somewhere, you know, it was a story for us. Where did he go? He'd send a postcard.
Aww.
Or get the postcard of wherever he went. And we used to collect the stamps. That too was interesting because in the stamps, you always learn something, either about history or whatever. Mm-hmm. So we had stamp books where we used to keep the stamps. And then when he comes back, he used to bring souvenirs and, you know, we used to collect them. So we used to share them with my siblings and we dream of one day would go to this place or that place. Yes, that's basically how it started.
You know, it's funny because it's the same story that I have. That's why I'm grinning from ear to ear.
Oh, wow.
My dad worked in United Nations, so okay. He used to travel a lot. Mm-hmm. And anytime he was in any of those countries, he would send us postcards.
Oh, wow.
And it was me that loved collecting. My mother would just say, yeah, then I take it. And I would just carry them and keep them. Then when he comes back, mm-hmm. of course, the stamps on the postcards, I would tear them out and put them in my own stamp book. Mm-hmm. When he comes back, he'll come back with banknotes, coins, and extra stamps. So I have like my collection since I was 7 years old. So I still collect stamps and coins and banknotes.
The coins one's very interesting.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. You know, okay, that's beautiful to know, Ma. So how did Angel Style start?
In the travel space, I started a bit earlier before I adopted Angel Style. When I got married, I became more of a homemaker.
Okay.
And homemaking has been my main profession, I would say, because, you know, I had to attend to family issues. And so I was thinking, I mean, apart from the fact that I had a passion for travel, I had a passion for tourism, I needed something that I could do from home. Mm-hmm. And travel is one thing I could do from home. I was like a home-based travel agent for most of my time,
okay.
My work time. I just did it from home, basically. So, and gradually, you know, when I had time, I would go out and do something else. I enrolled for trainings, you know, did courses. I would go searching for, you know, about some place. And when I travel, I explore the places. But something struck me when I travel, especially when I'm outside the country. Mm-hmm. We pay for packages. We have nice experiences, but not as exciting as we would if we were in Nigeria. Yes, they package it all for you, they give you the experiences, but you find out that back here there's a lot more to offer in such a package.
Okay.
And when you go to the high streets or any travel shop, mm-hmm. you're looking for ideas of where to travel or going to explore different places, you find out they're busy advertising Africa. They're advertising Kenya, mm-hmm. they're advertising South Africa, Egypt, you know, a lot of African countries, but there's no Nigeria.
Yeah.
There are no West African mm-hmm. countries. It's all East Africa, South Africa, North Africa, etc. So in my mind, I just wonder why. Why don't we have, you know, them advertising? Simply, we don't have people who package these things here.
Exactly.
So we need to start packaging it. And also, we used to have lots of postcards in Nigeria. We don't have them anymore.
No more. I've been looking for.
Photographers used to, you go to the airport, you would see, you
nice
know,
postcards,
nice postcards. We don't have any anymore.
I think I should start that business. What do you guys
Yeah.
think? I have to bring it back because I've been looking for postcards here in Nigeria and it's a problem.
We have lots of photographers now, young ones, you know, sending out beautiful images, but I don't think any of them has thought of why don't we do, you know, either postcards or something memorable.
You have given me business idea. I'll just collaborate with those photographers and start designing postcards.
Yes, because at Lagos Airport, people ought to take things away, see things to take away. So
I like to go to the part where you said you were looking for something to do as a homemaker because you're at home. I'm asking this question because when I left the corporate world, I knew that the only thing I wanted to do was tourism or travel. But I knew that with young kids, I couldn't travel as much because I worked in a tour operating company. And one of the requirements is when you want to sell a destination, you must have gone to those destinations,
definitely.
Experienced them and everything.
Definitely.
And I knew that one of the reasons I left the corporate world is because I wanted to spend more time with my family and start my own thing. But the idea of traveling was not in the picture because of the kind of plans I have with my own family, right? Some people say it's not an excuse, but for me, that was it. So I knew that I would be restricted in so many things. That's the reason why I started really focusing on technology. So my tourism virtual summit, promoting of, I just kept myself, I said, let me do something. But how were you able to do that in those times when we didn't have technology to help you say, okay, I've gone to this destination or I have pictures of these destinations? How did you manage that back then, Ma?
It was difficult, but you see, you must create things around the family. During the holidays, you must encourage your spouse or whatever to travel.
Kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah, to go with the children. And it's an opportunity for family bonding. And it's also education for your kids.
Yeah.
It makes them more independent. It makes them confident. It makes them,
open-minded.
And they're no longer shy. If you have shy kids, it brings them out of their shell. Yes, and they want to explore. And that's education, basically, is what we all need to do, is to catch them young, get them interested in, you know,
exploring.
Exploring. And see the value of traveling, because when they travel, obviously they want souvenirs. And when you go to a destination, you see little kids trying to push, you know, souvenirs left, right, and center. So
so you're saying, again, you killed two birds with one stone mm-hmm. by ensuring that you incorporated your family in mm-hmm. your travel business. And mm-hmm. when you went to those places, mm-hmm. you used the opportunity to also explore, mm-hmm. find out more information about them, and mm-hmm. then came back to do your packaging. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Beautiful, ma. So I know you're part of Scarl International Lagos. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What are they all about, and how would you encourage people like us, younger people who are listening, to join this association?
Yeah, it's an international association, and it's about friends doing business mm-hmm. together. Mm-hmm. And it covers all aspects of tourism. Yes.
Yeah.
So it's not just tour operators. It's not just, you know, you have people in the hospitality, you have people in the airline, you have in aviation, you have. So it's a good organization to join and to be a part of. And there, you know, loads and loads of people. It's global. So
it's international.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now for NESG, we were just in the tourism,
category.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. Looking at how to improve, you know, to promote the destinations. Mm-hmm. And I'm of the opinion mm-hmm. that if we involve mm-hmm. the younger people in promoting the various destinations, what I'm trying to say is, in each individual community, if the young people are involved mm-hmm. and the awareness is there with the younger people, mm-hmm. the benefits of promoting their destination, identifying what assets they have in their within their community, mm-hmm. and asking them to manage it, to preserve it, and to promote it, it would help in a long way to create the awareness of these various assets in each community.
Yeah.
Meaning, apart from the youth, mm-hmm. we also need the local governments to help in that regard.
Yes.
We also need the traditional rulers mm-hmm. to help in that mm-hmm. regard, mm-hmm. to help to identify the various assets they have within their local communities mm-hmm. and to make those places easily accessible.
Mm-hmm.
Apart mm-hmm. from being accessible, to create experiences for people when they come there.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter how unimportant it appears to other people, mm-hmm. but they are the ones going to make something out of it.
Yeah.
I don't know how to.
I think I understand what you mean, Ma. I know in Rwanda, their gorilla tour where you can visit the gorilla. Mm-hmm. What I heard, the community members are the ones in charge of managing and taking care of those gorillas. Mm-hmm. So for example, they hire the younger ones in their community to make sure that nobody's poaching those gorillas. Mm-hmm. They're the ones, they're the security guards, they're the tour guides. So mm-hmm. it's the locals themselves that are preserving those endangered species, so mm-hmm. species, so that people who are coming to visit them can say, okay, this is nice. Or I heard I think it was $2,000 to pay just to see the gorillas, experience them. Sometimes if they have their festivals of new gorillas that are born, they have a special festival around it. It's a community that makes sure that these festivals are actually being done and they're protecting the gorillas. Mm-hmm. So I understand what you mean when you say community members. They have to be the ones to say, okay, this is what we have. Mm-hmm. This is what we will need to preserve this, and mm-hmm. we also need to create an experience around so people outside can pay just to experience that.
Yes, and not only that, whatever they preserve and they keep, other businesses can mm-hmm. flourish around as there. A result mm-hmm. of that. I'll give you a small example.
Okay.
For instance, like if you have I'll give you an example, like in Ilorin now, we have the Subi Hill.
Okay.
The Subi Hill is a place where when you get to the peak, you can view the whole of the township.
Okay.
And it's a beautiful view mm-hmm. and people can climb up there hiking. They can go up there for picnics, whatever.
And by camping. Can you camp there?
Yes, they can camp there.
Okay.
And also, when you go up there, you can do photo shoots and stuff. Now, that's creating jobs for photographers.
Yeah.
Creating jobs for people who sell.
Yeah, sell local food and
food
things
and
there.
Drinks
yeah.
there. Also, it could develop places to sleep in the
accommodation
hotels,
hostels
in the vicinity, yeah. so people can create activities around the place. So, you know, and it's the local community who would do that.
Yes.
Also, it gives them the opportunity to also improve their standard of living
yeah.
because people will come mm-hmm. and people would, you know, buy all these
things
that
yeah.
they have to offer.
Yeah.
And they can also create little souvenirs like, you know, with pictures.
Mm-hmm.
That also, the printers also get jobs. So it cuts across a whole chain of different...
Value chain of different people who benefit from that in that local community.
Yes, so it's the people, the locals there who would develop it. Nobody can come and develop it for them.
I think that's what we call sustainable tourism.
I know.
It's the people themselves
mm-hmm,
doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Ma, I know you promote Kwara a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you're from there, right?
Yes.
A proud, is it Kwararian? If I say that
one. So, I'm from Kwara.
You're from Kwara. So,
adopted.
Mm-hmm. Please explain, Mama.
Through marriage, I've become a Kwara.
That's nice. So, Ma, I see you do a lot of promotion of Kwara. What has the experience been like? And do you really get guests that come to visit through Angel Styles for that?
Well, in Kwara, they have a lot, or we have a lot in Kwara, and a lot of it still needs a lot more development.
Okay.
And there are quite a number of young people also promoting Kwara destinations along with Angel Style. A lot of people come into Kwara.
Okay.
Because Kwara is hospitable, it's warm, it's central, and the Kwarans... Ilorin and Kwara, there are a lot of activities that go on there.
Like what, ma'am?
A lot of marriages, a lot of events.
Okay.
When I say events, official events, government events, private events. And so a lot of people come in, and then there's a huge population of students, because there are a lot of higher institutions in Kwara. There are universities, quite a number of them. There's the University of Ilorin, there's the Kwara State University, there's the Alikma University, there's Landmark University, there's Kwara Polytechnic, there's the School of Nursing, there's Offa Polytechnic.
Wow.
The College of Education, School of Nursing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an educational state. Yes, there are lots of higher institutions there, so there's a huge young population.
Mm-hmm.
And as such, they're always looking for things to do, places to go to, you know. And then when people come visiting, they come for weddings and stuff.
Yeah.
They want to see a bit of where
the culture.
Yes, the culture, where they've come to visit and stuff like that. So that's what all the operators are busy doing, trying to show off what we have.
Can you mention at least three or four tourist destinations in Kwara?
Oh, there's the Emir's Palace.
Okay.
Right beside it is the Central Mosque.
Okay.
Which is the second largest one in the country.
Wow.
And it's beautiful.
That's
an architectural masterpiece.
Wow.
Then you also have the Ashoke Weavers.
Where, that's the one I want to go to.
Okay. It's dotted all over the town.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Just as Adira is for Abeokuta, so Ashoke is for Ilorin.
Yes, it is for Ilorin.
Wow.
And then you have the Dada Pottery.
Oh, where that's true, it's there.
The pottery has been there for generations.
Generations
over generations.
So that's the second thing I want to do, the Ashoke and pottery.
Okay. Then at the university, you have a canopy walkway, which is the second longest one after the one at LCC.
LCC, like a conservation center.
And we also have a lot of dams. But yes, the Uniloni Dam as well.
Okay.
There's Agba Dam, there's Asa Dam. I think that's a few. You know.
So, ma, please, when you're doing your next farm trip, please add me to that trip so that I'll go to Kwara and experience it too. All right, ma, so let's go to some fun parts. Fun part. So, tell me three things about you that people don't know.
I don't like going out.
You don't like going out? Mm. Hey, that's one. Can you imagine? See the irony. You don't like going out, but you like to package tours.
Yes, I like outdoors.
You like outdoors? Nature.
Yes, nature. Mm-hmm. I like.
That's two.
I like to create experiences for people.
That's three.
I like hosting people.
That's four. Mm-hmm. You see? He gave
like
me four.
Cooking.
Ah, she's giving me five. Cooking. Please, ma, can I come to your house for food? Come and cook for me so I can come and eat.
Never.
I want you. I want Kwara kind of food.
Mm-hmm. Amala.
Amala. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're really making me hungry, ma.
Mm-hmm. Amala anyway.
Is there bakery inside?
Well, we can give you bakery.
Hey, don't worry. Mm-hmm. When we are done, I'll fix a date so I'll come and eat. Mm-hmm. All right, ma. So to wrap this up, what advice do you have to those who want to come into the tourism space? Mm-hmm. Those who are already in the tourism space, and basically, just share an advice with our listeners who are listening about the tourism. Whether you're coming in, whether you've been in the industry, whether you're growing, what advice do you have for us? Okay, imagine you're talking to me. What advice do you have for me?
What advice do I have for you? Just keep doing what you're doing. Just keep working hard at whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
Don't give up. Sometimes you get discouraged, but don't let that set you back.
Yeah.
You know, there's always, life isn't a bed of roses. You know, the road is not always smooth.
Yeah,
there are always rough patches, and you should be able to come out of them better.
Yeah.
All you just need to do is just keep at it, basically.
Thank you.
I don't know what else to say.
Thank you, Mama. Do you have any last words, or is that your last word? Thank you, Ma, for being here. I really appreciate your time and your words of advice. And I like the fact that we're bonding because of our father's postcards collection.
Well,
can I come and steal some from you?
Well, I have to go back home and look for them.
Please find them, so I can inherit them from you. Thank you all for listening. Until our next edition, thank you, Mrs. Shagaya, for
being here. You're welcome. My pleasure.
All right, then. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
We conclude our journey across Nigeria and Africa on See the World with Ajala Nene. We hope you enjoyed exploring this journey with us and that you feel inspired to discover its unique beauty for yourself. Thank you for listening. For your feedback and comment, feel free to hit us up across our socials at See the World with Ajala Nene, and you can find me personally at Ajala Nene on Instagram. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring. Your journey and your adventure awaits you.